Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast. It is August 7th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The World Scout Jamboree held in South Korea is in shambles after soaring temperatures, bad sanitation, and an approaching tropical storm forced an evacuation of UK and US scouts from the Jamboree site, the Financial Times reports. Tropical storm Kaneum, which is expected to hit South Korea on Thursday, forced the UK scouts to find alternative shelter hotels in Seoul and the U.S. scouts at Camp Humphreys, a U.S. Army base in South Korea. Anthony Godine, Global Account Director at Ait Novarica Group and a former Managing Director of Sales at Tab Group, has passed away. Robert Ayati of Burton Taylor International Consulting shared the news on LinkedIn. Condolences to his family and friends and colleagues. Laman Rutan shared the following on LinkedIn. My position at Ajlan and Brothers Mining and Metals Industry Group has changed from CEO of its new securities and commodities exchange venture to member of its advisory board. Unfortunately, the powers that be decided the time was not ripe for the introduction of a new exchange in Saudi Arabia, so the project has been mothballed. I will remain active in structured commodity finance and exchange work. New technologies are bringing unparalleled new opportunities. For those of you who want to buy a yacht or maybe rent a yacht for your August vacation, you might want to know what technology you will need on said yacht. The Financial Times is here to help with a story titled, A Complete Guide to Yacht Desking, All the Gadgets You Need to Work on the High Seas. In case you get a great insider tip while sailing on your yacht with some friends, Bloomberg has a timely piece you might want to review titled, What Defines Insider Trading and When Is It Illegal? Tyson is closing four chicken processing plants, the Wall Street Journal reports in a story titled, Tyson Foods Closed Four Plants as Chicken Business Slumps. There's a joke about Chicken Little of Little Chicken in there somewhere. The STA 90th Annual Market Structure Conference is October 11th to 13, 2023, at the JW Marriott in Washington. The flagship conference addresses important industry and regulatory issues facing the markets today. This year's event is hybrid with live presentations from the stage that will be live streamed. Featured speakers include SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce, Tal Cohen, President of Market Platforms for NASDAQ, Chris Edmonds, Chief Development Officer for ICE, and Jonathan Kellner, CEO of Memex. You can view the agenda and register with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories last Friday in JLN Options were, first, are U.S. stock bulls right to be so optimistic? Second, David Weald speaks to JLN about the Jobs Act and what it accomplished and the challenges we still face. And number three, Robinhood to start charging customers regulatory fees for option trading. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a sponsored content contribution from our friends at FTSE Russell. The Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chart Book, July 2023. Year after year, the Russell 2000 Index sets the standard for U.S. small cap measurement for index performance, sector IPOs, and risk characteristics. Check the latest Russell 2000 Quarterly Chart Book, July 2023. You can read the chart book with a link in today's newsletter. Here's another entry, this one from our FIA IDX coverage. Xperi CEO Guy Melamed talks up cloud-based SaaS market solutions with JLN's Julie Ross at FIA's IDX. JLN correspondent Julie Ross interviewed Xperi CEO Guy Melamed at FIA's International Derivatives Week, IDX, in June, and asked him about the solution Xperi developed on a cloud environment and about its relationship with Amazon Web Services, AWS. In a recent blog post with AWS, Xperi wrote about the passing of the 1 million orders per second mark in microsecond latencies, an important milestone in the industry, Melamed said. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. We have a second video from our IDX coverage. This one is titled Rama Pillai and Casey Lam of SGX on trading flows from Asian markets in Singapore, FX trading innovations, and transposing the Nifty index futures to India. JLN correspondent Julie Ross spoke with two executives from SGX, the Singapore exchange, at FIA's IDX conference in London in June. Rama Pillai, Managing Director, Global Sales and Origination, and Casey Lam, Head of FX and Rates, talked about the changes they've seen with trading in Asia and the products their clients have been trading in the current environment. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Forecast. The headline, Crypto's Fear and Loathing. Will TradFi take over? The crypto industry has experienced its longest bear market in history, but the potential for institutional adoption represents a light at the end of the tunnel. While some regulatory hurdles remain, institutional adoption will make the industry more appealing to mainstream investors, laying the groundwork for the next bull run. At the same time, some worry that this marks the beginning of a takeover by traditional finance, with institutions posing a threat to crypto-native firms. Instead of an industry takeover, however, institutions' crypto debut will present an opportunity for collaboration. My comment. I hate to tell the crypto gang that we TradFi types were in control the whole time, giving the crypto crowd enough runway and rope to either do things the right way or tie themselves up in regulatory knots. Quite frankly, I have not seen knots like this since the last time I went fishing. Here's another story, this one from Business Insider. Remote work is dead. Zoom tells employees to return to the office. The remote work revolution is officially dead. Zoom, one of the main enablers and beneficiaries of remote work, just asked its employees to head back to the office. Those who live within 50 miles of a Zoom office must now work there at least 2 days a week, the company confirmed. My comment, I am sure they will Zoom right into the office. Here's a story from the Associated Press. The headline, here's how hard it is to win the Mega Millions lottery, with jackpot soaring to $1.25 billion. There's no shaking it. Your chances of winning the lottery are extremely thin. After no big winner Tuesday night, the Mega Millions jackpot climbed to an estimated $1.25 billion. If someone wins it all on Friday, when the next Mega Millions drawing takes place, the prize would be one of the largest in U.S. lottery history. My comment, the jackpot is up to $1.55 billion and the cash option is $757.2 million. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, it's Taylor Swift's economy and we're all living in it. It's simple Taylornomics. When Taylor Swift comes to town, Swifties go on a spending spree. Her fans have been filling hotels, packing restaurants, and crowding bars during Swift's 20-city Eras tour in the U.S. Cities say the tour has helped them recover from the economic toll of the pandemic by bringing back tourists and their wallets. My comment. What the world needs is more talented, powerful women capable of changing economic conditions. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Barbie crosses $1 billion in global ticket sales, Warner Brothers says. The movie has made nearly $460 million in the U.S. and Canada. The Warner Brothers hit is now the number two movie of the year. Barbie, Warner Brothers' hit movie based on the popular doll, crossed $1 billion in global box office sales in its third week in release, becoming only the second picture to hit that mark this year. Warner Brothers said on Sunday the movie took in $53 million in the U.S. and Canada in its third week, as well as an additional $74 million internationally. The movie has now made $459.4 million domestically and $1.03 billion on a worldwide basis. My comment: I think I found another talented, powerful woman capable of changing economic conditions. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Bloomberg's A Look Inside Sam Bankman-Fried's Empire Before It Collapsed. Second was Atlantic's biggest offshore wind turbine to rise next week in the U.S., also from Bloomberg. Third was the Digital Dollar Project, retail cross-border remittance payments, a white paper from the Digital Dollar Project's CBDC pilot study. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from the Financial Times. The headline: The untold story of today's Russian-speaking hackers. They hold global business to ransom and seem to act with impunity, but behind them lies a tangled geopolitical web. Klop, a Russian-speaking hacking group specializing in ransomware, has its own website. Yes, this is a thing. Criminals openly encouraging their victims to negotiate a ransom for the return of their data as though it were a legitimate commercial deal. Using language that is both businesslike and chilling, it urges users to open a dialogue, stating that they have a 3-day window to discuss price. It promises that the Klop team will provide some specimen files they have encrypted as proof we are not lying. Failure to comply means all the stolen data will be published. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Ham radio enthusiasts versus high-frequency traders, a battle for the airwaves. Ham radio operators are sounding the alarm over the latest threat to their beloved hobby, and this time it is coming from Wall Street. A group of high-frequency trading firms is asking the Federal Communications Commission to open shortwave frequencies to greater commercial use so they can use radio to zip financial data around the world in milliseconds. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg News. The headline: Ukraine Black Sea drone attacks signal rapidly expanding war. Freight rates set to balloon, intelligence from Kipler says. Russia exports most of its grain, 15-20% of oil, via Black Sea. The footprint of President Vladimir Putin's war on Ukraine is growing fast after a weekend in which sea drones crippled a Russian naval vessel and an oil tanker. For the first time, the attacks put at risk Russia's commodity exports via the Black Sea, a route that accounts for most of the grain and 15-20% of the oil that Russia sells daily on the global markets. Significantly higher insurance and shipping costs are likely to follow for Moscow, but there are risks to European and global markets too. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.